On today's episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand, I am going to be talking all about what you see behind you here if you are watching on YouTube. And for those of you who aren't, behind me is my nice neon sign here, which is glowing a little extra today. And that's okay. I'm going to keep it like that if it's interesting. What I'm going to talk to you guys about today is why agencies suck. I rag on agencies all the time. I run an agency. I've worked with lots of agencies before. And I want to talk about what exactly I'm trying to get at when it comes to that. I feel like I've really been able to actually articulate some of the reasoning behind why I truly believe that there is something systemically broken in the agency world. And so it's something that I have been trying to fix. It's for brands at Upgrowth with us specifically. And I think that it's something that you guys are definitely going to want to listen to, agency people, especially brands, absolutely, today, especially for while you are picking agencies for some of the different things that you are doing. So you guys are not going to want to miss this one. Hey guys, are you a scaling e-commerce brand this year? I imagine you are, or maybe you're just trying to save some cash. Let me share one of the best kept secrets in managing inventory, Finale Inventory. Honestly, I've been using Finale for about 4 years now. I love when sponsors come on this podcast that I have actually used and I absolutely love. And I've witnessed its impacts firsthand. As Finale celebrates its 10th year, it's empowered thousands of brands across various industries, from food and beverage to electronics to apparel, like in our case, auto parts, and yes, even fireworks. That's actually how they started. They've helped them manage their inventory and warehouses efficiently. This platform has been instrumental in preventing overselling, improving efficiencies, and enabling rapid scaling for growth. I want to tell you, the reason that we went to them is because we were having massive overselling issues. And when we went to Finale, it almost solved them overnight. One of their success stories involves scaling a brand from 755,000 to 75 million. Sellers have seen their return rates reduced by 40%, and countless hours have been saved off warehouse workflows, which we have seen personally, absolutely seen. The value Finale inventory brings to the table is truly remarkable. And here's some exciting news for you. You can get 20% off the first 6 months when you sign up as a new user with the code UPGROWTH2024. Go to finaleinventory.com and start your free trial and take advantage of this special offer. Remember, it's probably a lot more affordable than you actually think. And I know I'm always surprised when I see how small that bill is. Remember, use UPGROWTH2024 at finaleinventory.com. Now to today's episode. Hey guys, Jordan West back with another episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand. I don't know if you can tell, I've got a nice new microphone, which I'm very, very happy about. Yeah, it's great. It's this beautiful new brand, or this brand that I found out about called Tula, and I absolutely love them. So just throwing that out there. All right, guys, I want to get into why agencies suck. And it's interesting because I've been saying this for a while, and we've been talking about this for a while, of what is the big issue that stops agencies, and it stops agencies from being effective for you as a brand. And I think what it is it comes down to misaligned incentives. At the end of the day, agencies have massive overhead that they have to cover and have to charge a certain amount to brands. And so actually, let's call this more misaligned economics. And so there's huge overhead at agencies, right? So to hire the top talent, you're looking at six figures plus. So if you want to have the top talent, you then have to cover all of the other expenses that are in between. And so to do that, what agencies end up doing is coming up with a lot of filler type of work that they're doing for you that isn't necessarily valuable. I had an interesting conversation with somebody the other day, and we were talking about what it's like when you start to go and work with an agency and how agencies really think that they know everything and that they sort of have the market cornered when it comes to strategy and all of this kind of stuff. And we asked this question. So you think somebody who's gotten even to seven figures, right? And seven figures is great. Absolutely, guys. I mean, if you've reached seven figures, that's a really big deal. Most people, their brands don't get there. It's kind of funny. I saw this tweet actually recently where somebody was like, any other industry would hear the numbers that we talk about and be like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. And for us, it's like, oh, I'm only going to do 4 million this year. I don't know what I'm going to do. And it's funny, as direct consumer owners, business owners, yeah, things are a little bit skewed when it comes to different numbers that we're looking at. Let's go back to this conversation that I was having with a friend. And we were talking about, you know, for somebody to get to seven figures, they actually probably know what they're doing. And so why don't we trust them and the strategy that they've used up until now, right? And start to build on that. And so when a business owner comes to, and specifically in e-commerce, and direct to consumer. When a business owner comes to an agency, really what they're looking for is, number one, yes, they're looking for expertise. Absolutely. That is the lowest part of the bar, right? You need to have experience. You need to have expertise. You need to have gotten proven results. That's why people come to us at Upgrowth, because I just happen to own great brands. And we have used everything that we do on our brands, on the brands that we work with. And we know what we're doing, and we constantly have that coming to us. Yes, that is the bottom part of the bar, is getting those results. Really what it comes down to is execution. I'm a big Clifton Strengths fan. I used to call it Strengths Finder. I think that was the name of the book, but I'm a big Clifton Strengths fan. The reason that I am is because it really helps you understand different people's strengths. And I'll get back to organizational strengths in a second here. But really when it comes down to people's strengths, there's four different categories. So there's big execution category. We have the influence category. We have the relationship category, and we have the strategy category. Now, most agencies are really high on influence and relationship, right? Like when you talk to a salesperson, what are you talking to? You're talking to somebody who has awesome influence and great relationship. What you want out of an agency is high execution and strategy. I would say execution is actually at the top, because the name of the game is figuring out what's going to work. And so you have to execute all the time. I'm thinking about our TikTok shop service. At the end of the day, what it comes down to, the secret sauce that we have, is execution. It's the amount of time that we're putting into reaching out to influencers for brands, getting content, gathering content, putting the content in the right place, reposting that content on their TikTok, doing all of these things. Today's sponsor is Finale Inventory, a tool that I have personally used and loved for years. To me, it really stands out as the solution for accurate and efficient inventory management. It's trusted by thousands of brands. Finale offers seamless integration with over 80 sales channels, including TikTok shops, featuring customizable workflows and reporting to streamline your operations and scale with ease. Prevent overselling, maximize profitability, whether you're managing multiple sales channels, expanding your product range, or seeking ways to reduce operational costs. With Finale, you're equipped with the tools needed to succeed in today's e-commerce landscape. Interested in seeing how Finale can streamline your business operations? Visit finaleinventory.com and go check out the demo. I also do have a nice little promo code for you. Try Upgrowth 2024 for 20% off your first 6 months if you are a new user. Enhance your inventory management by visiting finaleinventory.com. Now, back to today's episode. This is really what it comes down to, is execution. So my thought is that it's completely flipped, right? What you need is, you need somebody to have a relationship with, of course. But at the end of the day, when you're going to an agency, what you need is about 25% strategy to help you really understand, like, oh, actually, maybe there's some nuances here, right? You actually know what you're doing with your brand. You know better than anybody what you're doing with your brand. You're coming to an expert to help you with executing, and then maybe potentially also tweaking a little bit of the strategy. But at the end of the day, you as the business owner know what you're doing. You've built an amazing brand. And so I think this is my big encouragement. And I think I'm actually going to leave this one here today, because I want you guys to think about this one. And it's actually something that's really interesting, because being on both the brand and the agency side, I'm constantly going back and forth and being like, where's the value, right? Really making sure that we're providing massive value, and whatever that value gap is. At the end of the day, that's the most important thing for you, right? To figure out. So as an agency, what we're always trying to figure out is, how can we provide the best possible service that has execution and strategy built into it for the lowest possible price? And so we've been playing around with lots of different models. I mean, if you guys have seen our TikTok shop model, we charge $1,000 a month plus a performance fee. Why? Because we know that we can get incredible performance. We also want to make sure that the value gap is so massively high that it's a no-brainer. When we sit down with people and tell them, you know, what we're charging for TikTok shops, like, okay, yeah, 100%. It's like, I don't know if I've had anybody say no yet, because it's that compelling, right? And so think about that value gap. A lot of times people will be like, well, you get what you pay for. Yes, I do agree with that to some extent. But the people that can find that value gap and continually shrink down their price, especially in a commodity market. Let's talk about Facebook ads for agencies. In my mind, that is a commodity. Now, is media buying is more on the commoditized side. And I think that there's some really special things that you can do with creative and all of the stuff that I've talked about before when it comes to psychology-based creative and all of that, right? Really, at the end of the day, you need to try to get the best possible value. And so where does that value lie? Does the value lie in hour and a half weekly meetings? I don't think so. I really don't think that that's actually where the value lies, especially for business owners. When I think about that, I'm like, where would I get an hour to an hour and a half a week to have a meeting about my ads? What I need to know is what's working, what's not, what do I need to help you guys make? Which posts of mine recently have done well? Because organic posts generally do well in ads. I mean, I know it's crazy. People who watch organic actually still watch ads too. And so really at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to, is how can you get the most execution? So 75% execution and 25% strategy. And then you have your relationship with your agency. But really what agencies have done, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them. We've done it in the past. Absolutely. What agencies have done is instead they've flipped that script, right? They've completely flipped that script over to the other side, into influence and relationship. That at the end of the day is not going to get you business results. It's going to get the agency business results, but is it going to get you business results? I don't think so. And so as you start to hunt around and try and figure that out, look for that value gap. Try and figure out that value gap, right? Ask people, like, why is the pricing like that? How many people do you have on staff? How many managers do you have managing managers, right? Because all of that really doesn't add any value to your brand. At the end of the day, you need execution in your brand, and you need a little bit of strategy. You need people that know what they're doing. So I'm going to leave it right there for you guys. I thought this was an interesting conversation, and I hope everyone has a great week. Guys, if I could get you to do a favor, and you guys have been doing it, thank you. If you're listening to this on Spotify, if you could leave us a review on Spotify, my goal is to be at 100 reviews by the end of this year. And if this podcast is or has been helpful for you in any sort of way, I would absolutely love for you to pass this on to a friend. Thank you guys again so much for all your time and your trust in me.
Hey guys, just wanted to say thanks again so much for listening to the podcast. If I could ask one favor of you, it would be to share this with your other e-commerce store owner friends. We want everyone in the e-com space to be listening to this podcast, and lots of you guys already are, and we really, really appreciate that. One last thing before you go as well is we are offering to our podcast listeners a free e-commerce growth plan where we go from strategy to sale with your brand in this e-commerce growth plan. So feel free to go to www.upgrowthcommerce.com/grow and apply for a free growth plan today. Thank you all again so much for listening.